17 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Rocco Nushi with you. Want to give you a quick update. Coming up here, we are expecting within the next 15 minutes, President Trump and the White House Coronavirus Task Force expected to speak and give us an update and a briefing that's supposed to begin right around 5:30, and we will have it for you whenever they're ready to rock and roll. But for now, it's time for us to head to the hotline to welcome in Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru. Michael, as always, a pleasure to have you on. How are you today?
Doing well, holding up okay in my quarantine.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's awfully tough for a lot of people to do. Staying inside seems like it's a little bit of a challenge, but there's a lot of good things to watch, and if you had plans on going to the movie theater, I know you might be a little bit bummed out, but there are a lot of movies that are now streaming early because of the COVID-19 outbreak, and of those that are out streaming early, which ones have the most intrigue to you?
Well, so far, I've actually seen a couple of them that came out this weekend. The Invisible Man starring Elizabeth Moss and The Hunt starring GLOW's Betty Gilpin. Both of them were a lot of fun. The Invisible Man is a very creepy movie. It's a horror action movie, but it's also a mystery and a psychological thriller as well. Certainly worth checking out if you're a fan of those genres. I recommend watching it on the TV you have with the best sound system or the best headphones, because it's pretty creepy, the sound design in that. Other than that, there's a lot of movies out that I'm looking forward to. Out right now include Emma, the remake with Anya Taylor-Joy, which has been getting really fantastic reviews, and Pixar's Onward. That is one I'm waiting. As a Disney Plus subscriber, that'll be available on April 3rd, so if you don't feel like renting it now, you can wait a few days and get it on there. But coming out this week, there's a lot of great things to check out. There's Birds of Prey and The Way Back are coming to direct release tomorrow. Sonic the Hedgehog is coming on the 31st. So a couple of big releases. And actually, just last night, it was announced that a comedy called The Lovebird, starring Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani, which was set to have its theatrical debut on April 3rd, will instead skip that entirely and go straight to Netflix. So that'll be a fun comedy coming out here soon. They don't have an official release date on that, but I would expect it in early April. So overall, it's kind of a bummer not to be able to go to the theaters. And I will say, a lot of these movies being released early, they're still charging about $20 to rent them. So it is still a little pricey, but it's certainly kind of nice to get to see some of these movies at home at a time when all of us wish we could go to the theaters instead.
Well, Netflix has an interesting idea, and I'm not sure if this Netflix watch party thing actually has legs. Do you think that this is something that could certainly catch on, or do you think it's just kind of a goofy, gimmicky idea?
No, I think that it actually could be pretty fun. It's something that I have suggested to several friends and have yet to try out, but at a time when people are spread out and doing a lot more video chatting and trying to find other ways to connect, it seems pretty fun. Just to kind of give some background, it's a Chrome extension. It's called Netflix Party. It comes from a third-party company that designed it, and you basically install it onto your Google Chrome browser, and it connects to your Netflix account and those of your friends, so it syncs up the accounts so that you can watch something together in real time. It actually has been so popular over the last couple of days that the company has had to completely build a new version of it to support larger traffic. So that will be coming out tomorrow, according to their website. So if you are looking to do some Netflix and chill with some people that are spread out a little bit further, the Netflix Party Chrome extension is definitely, I think, going to be a lot of fun. Just, maybe it'll just be for this weird, unique time we're in, but then that's good enough, I guess.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, we read about this last week, thought, wow, that just seems like an odd idea, but it apparently is doing extraordinarily well. And sounds like Netflix is also doing pretty well also. Well, what are they doing in order to help those in the film industry in the midst of all this?
Netflix has taken a big step that they're kind of the first ones to do this in the industry. They've created a $100 million fund that is going directly to cast and crew members on Netflix shows that are on hourly wages. These are your hairstylists, your background actors, really the positions that don't get all the credit and all the glitz and glamour in Hollywood, but work really, really hard and really long hours and are missing out on wages. So that's very cool. They've also pledged $15 million to third parties and nonprofits that are in countries that they shoot in, also here in the United States, and helping independent filmmakers and nonprofits that are supporting out-of-work film employees right now. They also have gone ahead and given 2 weeks paid leave to all their production staff, at least right now while everything is shut down. So they've really been on the forefront of helping out their crew and cast and supporting them in this. I think as we see, if this goes on a little bit longer, we'll probably see a little bit more of that from some of the other major studios as they try and make sure that when it is time to go back to work, they have a crew that are happy to come back and do it.
Michael Warshaw, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, well, March only has about a week left in it, believe it or not. We've kind of, this has been a crazy month, so incredibly busy, probably for all the wrong reasons, but there are some pretty interesting titles coming to Netflix in April. What stands out about these new programs, and which ones do you like the most?
Netflix is releasing a lot of their original content towards the middle and the end of the month. So for those that are really excited to jump into some new content starting on April 1st, there are some great things. They have a bunch of new movies coming in, the whole Lethal Weapon franchise, the Matrix trilogy, The Social Network is coming in. They will also be getting the entire run of Community from Hulu. So whether you're rewatching it or digging in the first time, that will be certainly a fun new addition. But the big original content they have coming out this month that I'm most excited for is a new special from Middleditch and Schwartz is the title of it. It's from Ben Schwartz and Thomas Middleditch, two really fantastic improvisers who've been doing this show in Los Angeles and New York and on the road for several years. And they're finally getting a Netflix special. It will be very funny. I have seen their live show. It's great. They're both obviously hilarious people, and so that is a big release that I'm looking forward to. Otherwise, another big release that's coming out early in the month on April 8th on Hulu, Best Picture winner Parasite will be on streaming. So if you still haven't seen it, that will be a great chance to watch it. But like I said, a lot of the Netflix new original content, their documentaries, their films and TV shows and all that stuff, they have slated towards the middle and the end of the month, but certainly a lot to look forward to at the beginning.
Michael, sort of a not offbeat, but a more personalized opinion question here, I suppose. You see two different approaches to the way streaming services release things now. A lot of content, you know, they just release the entire season at once. You've seen other shows like The Mandalorian. They do weekly releasings. Does one work better than the other in your mind, whether that's from a revenue standpoint or a fan interest standpoint, whatever the case may be? Is one of those ways superior to the other?
That's a good question, and I think it's sort of been the big debate among streaming. It kind of depends on the platform and what they're trying to go with. Netflix, obviously, they have so much content and have sort of just built their reputation on constantly pumping out new stuff. So for them, having like a whole season of something drop at once is fine. They get like that week of press where they can really push it. If it's a breakout hit, they can kind of milk it. If not, they have another release kind of in the chamber ready to go. So for them, it's more of a like just try and get so much content that every night you're going to look for something new. But with other networks like Hulu in particular, CBS All Access, and the upcoming Peacock from NBC, I think that week-to-week kind of plan helps them a lot because they're not pushing out quite as much content. So to have someone coming back every week to watch the new episode of Handmaid's Tale or their new show, Little Fires Everywhere, even Apple TV, I think, had some great success with The Morning Show, which, despite bad reviews, was really kind of had a lot of critical buzz and a lot of pop culture buzz as people were tuning in every week. So I think it just sort of depends on each different network. Certainly in this time, those weekly shows, I think, are generating a little bit more conversation as everyone is kind of anxious to get something new to tune into each week now.
Very good stuff. Well, Michael, we're going to table a couple of our topics for next week. Let's get into this week's Picks to Click. What kind of stands out to you when you take a look at the streaming and television schedules over the next 5 or 6 days?
Sure. Well, Westworld is back on HBO. The second episode just aired last night, so that's one to get caught up on. Another very weird show that is on tonight, I think it's the fourth, maybe fifth episode on AMC after Better Call Saul, is Dispatches from Elsewhere. It's a really interesting and bizarre show, definitely worth your time if you like things that are a little more quirky. And last but not least, I spent all day yesterday binging the new Netflix documentary series, Tiger King. It is absolutely bonkers. It is essentially about the feud between a guy who owns his own zoo full of exotic cats and a woman trying to rescue them, but there is plots of murder, there's polygamous marriages, there's just the wildest cast of characters you've ever seen. The guy who inspired Scarface, it's definitely worth your watch if you're stuck inside and need something to binge.
Now, is that just one documentary? Is it a couple of different episodes? How does that work? I saw the previews for that, but I haven't had a chance to sink my teeth into it yet.
It is a seven-part documentary series, and once you kind of get going in it, it's pretty hard to turn off.
Okay, fair enough. It certainly looked that way with the preview, so if you give it the thumbs up, I'm definitely putting that one in the queue for sure. Michael, as always, we appreciate the time, my man. Always a pleasure to speak with you. We look forward to doing this again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Michael. Again, that's Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the After.